Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am here today for Questions with the Queen, episode number 48. That is 48 weeks of me bringing you an answer to a question from the fans. I'm so excited about that. The question this week is very near and dear to my heart because it's something that I'm going through currently, so it's very easy to give an answer to this one. I'm so super excited about it. But the question is how to change your focus in your business. And you guys, I don't know if you realize, that's really what I'm doing at this point in my life. I have owned and founded and operated a brick-and-mortar business called Rodcore Services, LLC. I work with individuals with special needs, and I have been a person that truly believes that what I do changes lives, you guys. I really do. But what I found, you guys, is that the climate has changed so much with this business. And not only has it become something that's been a little bit more difficult to do, it has become something that I really see that the change is much deeper than me. So I have really decided to focus more on Cheryl Jones, Queen of Hearts. And what that entails is you guys speaking and offering online programs and a physical product. So I'm excited about that. And I'm just excited about getting my message out there to the masses. So in line with this question, I think the first thing you want to do when you're making a change in your business is decide, how do you want to show up in the world? And I just want you to really bite on that one and chew on it. I really, really do, because that was difficult for me. I've been known as the special needs social worker. I've been known as the special needs mom. I've been known to all of that, you guys. But when you're making a massive change, and I want to go into corporate America now, and I want to share a message with corporate America, a message of love and how to build teams and how to encourage your team members and just how to create that team feeling. So that's what I am all about and ways you can do that. And in addition to helping women start businesses and go from concept to cash. So that's my focus at this point in my life, and I'm super excited about that. And I just encourage you guys to find what you're excited about. What wakes you up early in the morning? What helps you jump out of bed, you guys? I still get up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, ready to go and start my day. I am here this morning at 5:30 in the morning, you guys, just starting my day and just, you know, touching many lives as I possibly can and doing some training every day of my life, learning something. So I just encourage you to find out, number one, is how you want to show up in the world. And after you do that, you guys, if you're doing something currently like I am that I still absolutely love, I still get a thrill out of it, I am in love with what I do at Rodcore, what I suggest is the same thing that I've done. I've started a whole second business, you guys, and that's Cheryl Jones, Queen of Hearts. So I am operating two businesses at this point in my life, you guys, and that is a wonderful thing. So exciting, so motivating and whatnot, and just really excited to see what God can do in my life and how he's going to really bless both efforts. I will say that you definitely need help. I do have a team that I'm bringing on board this month in May. My son is going to be taking over the administrative parts of Rodcore, the marketing parts of Rodcore. I'm excited about that as we rebuild it, you guys, because we have had some difficult years in the past couple of years, but I just know that it can be rebuilt in God's timing. So that is my suggestion for that, is to decide, number one, what you want to do. Number two, if you need to separate it, separate it. I encourage you to separate it. I encourage you also, when you're going out, please, please, please make sure that you only represent one thing when you're going out. Don't be the person who is the car salesman. You cut lawns. You do this. You have an MLM. You do all of this stuff. Don't be that person, you guys. Don't be that person. It's so important that we know, you guys, that in the midst of everything that we have going on, the biggest thing that we could do right now, you guys, is operate in our integrity and operate in, you know, just total commitment to okay, this is who I am and this is how I show up in the world. You know, so important that we do that. And when you do, you will see that, oh my goodness, this makes a huge difference. This really does makes a huge difference in how you deliver services and how you can be seen as, you know. So it's so important if you're going to a networking event, decide which business you're going to represent that day. And I tell people all the time, you can't be everything all at once. Now, I do believe that you can do a number of things, but you can't represent them all at once. I have one networking group that I go to that I represent Rod Core, and one networking group that I go to that I represent Cheryl Jones, Queen of Hearts. So I am super excited about that. Make sure that you separate both of them. Also, I wanted to just let you know, when you're marketing, make sure that you have two different websites. Don't send people to a website that has everything on there. For instance, I have a Rod Core website and I have Cheryl Jones Queen of Hearts website. I can't mix the two because they're two different fields. So I just encourage you, separate everything in your life, business names, business cards, just everything. Just make sure that you represent yourself well. And when you make that change, it's okay. And even if you want to die out a part of your business, say, for instance, you've been a cake decorator and now you want to be a graphic artist, it's okay to die out the cake decorating side. You know, just let that website go and, you know, transition to, you know, I'm going to say Cheryl Jones, graphic artist or whatever. You know, just be real clear about how you're representing yourself. Super, super, super important. Next thing I would say is get, and I'm just going to take it like you're keeping both of them going. Next thing I'm going to say is two different marketing plans. And make sure when you market, you market to one person. And what I mean by that is you want all of your marketing copy, all of the words that's used on your website and on your, you know, print information, make sure that that's tailored to one person. You know, I just know that it's so important to really, really market yourself. I will tell you, I am in the process of becoming an international motivator, and I've just seen how as I market myself, I get more and more people interested because I'm speaking to their needs. I'm speaking to what they need in their life. You guys, you can do anything, but you've got to believe you can do anything. I do think that, you know, what are they called? Publicists are important and they have their place, but don't discount what you can do for your own business. You see, when you take control of your own destiny, that's when the magic happens. Everything else is extra. Everything else has its place. Everything else is just really something to, you know, it's a force to be reckoned with. I just have a plan where I just ask God, God, help me. Help me get myself in the door at different places. Help me help stressed out women go from concept to cash, you know, and take their business off and get started and to show them how they can be profitable. In the next 30 days, 30 to 60 days, you really can have a profitable business. But what I want to do is make sure that I'm living the life that I love, that I want. And when you do that, everything else falls in place, you guys. So you've got to believe that what you're doing is what you're supposed to be doing. And when you do that, boy, it makes all the difference in the world. I tell you, I've been in some storms, you guys. I've really been in some storms. And what I've seen is, oh, my goodness, when we decide that, okay, this storm is not going to overtake me, I'm not letting it take me out, man, everything happens. Everything happens. You know, everything gets in order. It really, really does. So I'm just sharing with you that when you decide to go forward with your dream and to make whatever changes, whether you want to add a whole different avenue, because what I have is a business under Cheryl Jones, Queen of Hearts, that does several things, you guys. I do coaching. I do speaking. I do training. I love to do workshops. So it's just so important. I'm a radio show host. I'm a blogger. I'm an author. I write books, you know. So it's important that you know where you're coming from at all times. It doesn't matter if nobody else knows where you're coming from, but I will say this. You don't have to show people every side of you. I'll just say it like that. But when you go out, make sure people know, hey, Cheryl is a writer. Cheryl is a radio show host. You know, whatever you want to represent that day is what you need to represent. Cheryl is a speaker, you know, so I'm going to come out and motivate. I'm just going to encourage and inspire others, you guys. Make sure, and I say that every entrepreneur needs to be speaking on their own platform. They need to share what they know because knowledge is power. So I just encourage you to do that as well. So with that being said, I hope that answered the question. I'm going to quickly go over those steps. Number one, believe that you can make a change. I think belief is half of the battle. Number two, decide what that change will be. Number three, separate that change from your core business. Like me, a social service agency and speaking and training and whatnot. That's two different things. So separate things. Number four, have a marketing plan for each one of those, you guys. Number five, have a website for each thing that you represent. And number six when you go to networking events, you guys, that would be the thing that I would say most. Represent one thing when you go to the networking event. If you want to be a speaker today, go with your speaker's cards. I have a speaker card. I have a radio show host card. I have a business card. You know, I have a hotline. I have all of this stuff. But when I go, I don't give everybody everything. I go representing one thing. So when you do that, just make sure that you're so clear about that, you guys, because that's something that I'm very passionate about, and I see now, and I see so many people in business that kind of are getting it wrong, you guys. They're not doing effective things, you know. It's one thing to say that I sell this juice or whatever, but you can't sell juice and be the graphic artist and this all at the same time. People get too confused with that. It might be a perfect fit for you, but when you're selling the juice, don't talk about being a graphic artist. So just remember that. Just separate, separate, separate. And with your separation, you can focus on that one thing for that one day or that one week or whatever. Just separate and focus. That would be the main thing for this call. Have a wonderful day. This has been Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show, Questions with the Queen, episode number 48. Have a great day. Bye-bye.